Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I see that our listeners they're tuned in. They know what's happening here at the Alice because all the lines are lit right now. Anthony, are you ready for this? All right. Caller number 9-800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of single-day passes to sold-out Bottle Rock Napa Valley, and you get to pick which day you want to go. Your next chance to win's in 1 hour. Be calling 9 right now, 800-400-3697. By the way, you don't have to pick your day when you win. You can just win them right now. Take your time, peruse the lineups on all the 3 days. Totally sold-out Bottle Rock. Which day do you want to go? You get to pick, because promotions will contact you, and then you go, you know what? Friday's the day for me. Sunday's the day for me. Saturday's the day for me. Yeah, you know, I don't know what you're going to say.
We service the public so well at the Alice.
They really do get the message, and then they pay attention. Look, the lines have been ringing for 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God, these people totally know.
Rock hard. Solid. That's what I meant. The lines are
solid.
Lit up all the way across.
Rock hard. Let's go rock hard. They are rock hard lines. And we'll do this every hour through 6 o'clock. Bottle Rock Friday.
This news is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, legally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Oh, where's Brent? I wanted to get that NFL sound.
I think he's working on. Does he have a lot of music today?
He does. I gave him a ton of stuff today.
He's got a lot of stuff to do.
Well, you know, everybody.
We just totally pulled that off, by the way.
I don't think anybody knows the difference.
No. Is it real or is it live or Memorex?
It's a big weekend here in the Bay Area San Francisco 49er fans. As always, whenever this stuff happens, they do this hacky thing where the mayors or someone decides to make a wager.
Making a little bet.
And, of course, on cue, we get the first wager of
the
year.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's cute. It's just a fun little PR thing.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that Wisconsin's going to give us cheese.
Well, the police chiefs are involved in this one.
How exciting.
Police chiefs in San Francisco and Green Bay, Wisconsin have agreed to a friendly wager on Sunday's NFC Championship game between the Packers and the 49ers.
There he is.
Better late than never.
Everybody.
Wait. Are you playing about what we just did, or is that the real one? That's the real one?
Okay. You didn't just tape what we just did?
I thought that was just a
recording of what we did.
Wow, that's we were really good.
Close.
Oh my God.
No, I actually did describe. This is what you just did.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought so. That's funny. Sounds just a little
amazing.
Different.
Amazing. Where were they? So stupid.
The police chiefs.
So stupid. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott and Green Bay Chief Andrew Smith, who were partners when they worked for the Los Angeles Police Department.
Other, how adorable.
It's so cute. It's meet cute. Are hoping their city's team wins Sunday's game between the 49ers and Packers so they can avoid some awkwardness. Scott, in a video released by his department, said that he will wear a Packers football jersey reluctantly in Green Bay if Green Bay wins the game. And if the 49ers win, Smith must wear a 49ers jersey. Yeah. The loser of the wager must post a photo of himself in the winning team's jersey on social media. And the police in Green Bay said in their post it would be a little difficult to find a 49er jersey in Wisconsin. But we are confident it won't be needed. We remind them of 1997.
Well, listen, we'll be happy to send you a Niners jersey. I'm sure someone here must have so many that they could pull one out and not miss it.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's time to. Maybe what it is with me is that this thing hasn't been updated. It's always a jersey swap or I'm going to give you some food. I don't know what I do, But to jazz it up a little bit, you got to go ahead and make some changes. Make a better wager.
But even the social media stuff, I mean, you got to involve that, right?
Yeah, of
course you do. What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know. One of those weird challenges.
All right, I'll get in a cage with a lion.
Yes, right. Sword fight.
I'll be a live billboard on top of Market Street.
Oh, there
or
you go. Like, I'll put on a 49er cheerleader outfit.
Yeah.
Stand up on a billboard. Yeah. Tether me, please.
With no chonies on.
Right, no chonies, and I'll do some of the rah-rahs.
I don't want them to be having fun if they lose that bet. I want them to feel humiliated I whooped that arse.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe the listeners have some suggestions.
Yes.
That would be much better. By the way, was that story real?
It was.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're on board.
Good one. Good.
We're on board. All right, the San Francisco Giants make history in Major League Baseball.
Crazy,
guys.
Great story.
Alyssa Nakin, I'm praying that I'm saying her last name right.
Nakin.
I heard it on KCBS this morning, but I don't recall exactly.
Yeah, I've heard it like a couple of times. It's very early in the morning.
The other thing is sometimes when people first get a hold of a new name, you can hear it on five different news sources, and each one is saying it a little differently.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, what you got to do is find tape of the person saying, here's how I say it.
Their name.
Yeah. Right. Usually doing an interview.
Chrissy Teigen says that her real last name is Teigen, mm-hmm. and she just went with Teigen because that's what everyone called her. And she's like, but my real last name is Teigen.
Yeah.
Thank God she wrote with Teigen.
I know, Teigen's good.
Sounds better.
Teigen sounds like a tiger, though. I don't mind Tiger.
Yeah. Like if she was a stripper or something. Then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot.
Oh, well, I'll get back to that later.
We would have been used to it. We would have been like, Teigen, who would do that?
Ugh, gross. What's a Teigen? Where was I? Alyssa became the very first female coach on a major league staff in baseball history.
Full time.
She was named an assistant under new San Francisco Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. Major League Baseball confirmed that Nakin is the first full-time female coach in the major. She is a former softball standout at first base for Sacramento State. Joined the club in 2014 as an intern in baseball operations. She and Mark Hallberg, who also was named as an assistant Thursday, will work to promote high performance along with a close-knit team atmosphere. Kapler had indicated during the winter meetings that he would hire some coaches for non-traditional coaching roles.
Mm. Well,
I wonder what
good
those
luck
roles
to
are.
Her. That talk about a business that's male dominated.
Oh,
oh my
so
God. You know what?
Does she get a female locker room or
that's you know what that occurred to me too. She'll get her own. She'll get her own.
But the coaches don't get dressed with the players
don't, but you know, right. Being in the locker room is often exposure to male parts, and so maybe that she'll just either avoid that or she doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah,
maybe she doesn't care at all. And frankly, that should really be beside the point.
Yeah.
Like, this is her job, and she's got to do it well. And I hope she does. I think this is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too. I wonder what the actual role and responsibility will be since they say it's a non-traditional coaching role,
right? Well, you said performance. You know, they want her to, she's going to be working with the players. I think it's great. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Hey, Bryn, do we have any Law & Order music or?
Oh,
he sure does.
Are you kidding me?
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
He even has like the jail cell.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lana Sue Clayton administered poisonous amounts of eye drops to her husband, although she said that she only wanted to make him sick.
Poisonous? Is this like people who squeeze Visine into someone's
drink
because it gives you the runs?
Oh,
don't
it does
do
so
that,
much more.
People. What does it do?
A South Carolina woman accused of killing her husband with eye drops in 2018 pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter Thursday, and she was sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Wow.
Perfect.
Lana Sue Clayton was initially charged with murder and other counts in the poisoning of her husband, Stephen Clayton, at their home in Clover in July of that year. Stephen Clayton died July 21st, 2018, and an autopsy showed poisonous levels of tetrahyzoline, a decongestant used to relieve redness in the eyes. They found that in his bodies.
They
found
it
in his bodies.
Boy, that sucks.
She was arrested the next month and confessed to administering the substance without her husband's knowledge. What a tangled web we weave. She let him suffer for 3 days, according to reports. Lana Clayton
so
told.
You, what happens? Ahead. What? I thought you just it gave you the runs.
Oh no, it does so much. Or at least in this case, just at a certain level, it does more than give you the runs. It'll kill you. Lana Clayton told.
She put a lot in, not just drops.
Right, I guess so.
She
two
told
bottles.
She told the judge she did not intend to kill her husband. She just wanted to make him sick. After finding out the After finding out that Visine was the cause of death, I attempted to take my own life as well.
Oh, with Visine?
She says, I couldn't live with the thought that I had done such a terrible thing, and yet she still
here
is alive.
There she is.
I'm still alive, and I'm here. And, you know, it would be easy to buy her story that she only meant to make him sick until you find out a teeny tiny bit more.
She's having an affair.
Now,
some money.
Life insurance
policy. It's money or love.
Lana Clayton's lawyer said she was a good person. She worked as a Veterans Affairs nurse in Charlotte. But attorneys said that Clayton was an abused child. She was raped in the military, suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. This is all according to her attorneys. However, Lana Clayton previously shot her husband in the back of the head with a crossbow in 2016.
Oh, accidentally.
And she told police at the time that it was an accident.
What'd she tell her husband at the time?
Oops!
Oh my God, I'm so sorry you didn't die.
Did it again.
Oopsie.
Yikes, so why not divorce him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you really have to kill someone?
Because he had the money.
Money.
Years later, she changed her story and claimed the couple got into an argument and that her husband had thrown something at her and that she fired the crossbow as she ran away. She shot
what? Well, is a hell of a shot, you know? Yeah, over my shoulder, I'm going to hit you with a crossbow.
In the back of the head.
Swang.
Was that story true?
True,
yeah. How long, I'm sorry, did you say how long she got?
25 years.
Oh, 25
That's
years.
A long time to get for manslaughter.
Yeah, because they know she actually tried to kill that guy. Yes, 100% true.
Oh, yeah. 100%
true.
So far, we're 2 for 2.
Yeah, you guys are pretty good. You can sniff me out at this point.
Well, you're not that great a liar. And now I know the tells. You stop looking at the paper and stumbling over the words. You better incorporate that.
Applications to become Japanese billionaire. Yes, yes.
Oh, this thing, yeah.
I hope I'm saying his name right. Yusaka Mizawa.
Sure. Sounds perfect.
That sounds good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yusaka Mizawa's girlfriend have topped 20,000 streaming service, Abima TV said on Thursday ahead of its documentary on his search for a life partner.
Yeah, this is a perfect missed opportunity to do a reality show called Who Wants to Marry a Japanese Billionaire?
Yeah.
I mean, he could have gone on special dates, found out if he was compatible. You know, now he's just going to look through people's applications.
Don't you think that 20,000 is kind of a low number of applicants?
He's older, dude. Well, you know what, though? Why would that matter, right? Yeah, maybe it's because
he's a billionaire.
It's old, right.
Well, but the whole
he can get 20,000 out of California alone.
The whole trip to the moon, and he
yeah,
has
you gotta go to the moon
requirements.
With
yeah.
He wants a date. I guess he was one of the first people to buy one of those tourist spots. Is it SpaceX or is it Jeff Bezos thing?
It is SpaceX.
Okay,
is
so
okay.
They Elon Musk. You know, so I don't know what those are. $2 million a seat? I have no idea.
Mizawa, who will be the first private passenger on Elon Musk's SpaceX, has already generated huge social media buzz with a $9 million giveaway to his followers that secured his position as Japan's foremost Twitter celebrity. The show's application site now includes a love diagnostic test where potential entrants can test their compatibility with the entrepreneur who sold his online fashion business, Zozo Inc., last year.
Wow. So maybe people aren't allowed to apply if they don't pass a certain level on the test, and that's
sure.
why it's only 20,000.
Maybe.
It's planned for 2023, and it says here in this particular article that he just broke up with his actress girlfriend.
Oh.
If a guy was taking you on the first date, and that first date he said was to the moon, would you go?
Yeah. I'd go anywhere in space.
Really?
If I had the chance to go to Mars, I'd go.
Really?
You know, I guess if I sat and thought about it, maybe I would have second thoughts. But man, I am so into space.
I'm into it too, but I don't want to be into it.
I just feel like, why wouldn't I? I'm 50 years old. I've had an amazing life.
You have to leave your family.
You know, they'll be like, yay, she's doing what she wants.
That's what they'll be doing?
Maybe. I don't know. I figure my son will probably be there. That's the only way I'd get a chance. I don't know. I just feel like, you know.
Like, Ma, let me check the will.
If you had, the will's all set. He's good.
Sign off here.
I just want to, like, I don't know how anyone could say no to that. I just...
I could find it fairly easy to
really?
Do, actually.
Yeah, I could say no to
Watch
that.
This. You want to go to space?
Mm-mm. No.
See? Thanks. That was hella easy.
I need 24 hours to think about it and talk about it with my family and stuff. I don't... Yeah, I mean, it's tough. And then I start thinking about, God, if I had to leave John behind. And I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of thing that I probably would have done if I was in my 20s.
See, to me, in my 20s, nah, I got too much life to live here.
Mm-mm.
But now I'm like 50. Like, anything happened, anytime. Like, let's go to Mars, man. Let's figure that out.
It's one of those things where you end up just kind of getting older and knowing too much.
And that's why I want to get out of here.
Yeah,
just knowing like, too you know much. What sounds good? Mars. Go check it out. Like, you know, and then, I don't know.
But it'd be Mars if it was with your husband.
If it was with John, it would there would be no thought
right,
process about it.
But you're
it.
Leaving him.
But if it was just me, then it would be way harder. Yeah. But he knows how I feel about it. I mean, I'm just a.
Are they still doing that Mars thing? Weren't they talking about sending people to Mars?
They were. They were. They were actually looking for a married couple to do it.
Would
they,
you guys have done it?
I don't know if John would do it.
Yeah, how's he feel about that?
I don't. I mean, listen, I don't ask his opinion about stuff. I just tell him all my hopes
and
dreams.
Why would you? He's your husband.
Hello.
Yeah.
Listen, you're right. As a woman, I need to consider my man's.
Thank you. The man who stood by you for 35 years.
Look, I protect
years,
him
Sarah.
In parking lots, you know? I'm trying to do the right thing as a woman. That's from a joke we told earlier. I have to go back to the last 30 to hear, you know, how us women.
Call back. Yeah. It's good comedy, Sarah.
It's a war against women right now.
An influencer does jail time for taking a risky Instagram photo. This guy.
Was it worth it?
I mean, I'm going to show you the picture real quick. There you go.
Let's have a look at this.
I can't reach that, man.
Sorry.
It's all right.
But the guy.
What wow. Is it? What is it?
What? Well, it's the Pyramid of Giza or one, you know, one of those. So he climbed to the very top, mm-hmm. and then he sat on the. Are you not allowed to climb the pyramid?
No, you're not allowed to be up there. It is very much against the law. And
so he scaled it, and he's sitting on one, taking a photo of the other. It's quite an amazing photo.
Hold it to the camera.
And the guy's name is Dorevsky. I hope I'm saying that right.
Dorevsky.
There's a lot of consonants in this last name. But the guy posted that picture on Instagram, and he posted, "No words can explain what I just went through the past 5 days. I was locked up in Egypt because I climbed the pyramids of Giza. I've been in jail many times, but this one was by far the very worst."
Oh, God. What were the conditions?
He doesn't say. I
as
guess
bad as those Swedish prisons?
He's doing it for a documentary.
Ah, I see.
And so while the image that resulted from the risky climb turned out stunning, he certainly paid a price. He said, "I did it for a good cause, and soon I'm going to share the whole video so the world can see." The climber concluded, failing to detail what the good cause might be. And he isn't the first person to attempt a highly illegal venture up the side of a pyramid. In 2016, an 18-year-old tourist took a video of himself climbing the Great Pyramid, which ended up on YouTube.
So these are definitely built by aliens, right?
I mean, I assume, obviously. Isn't there, if you look down there, there's actually a thing that says built by aliens on the bottom left-hand corner.
Right, established 3008 BC.
It bothers me so much when people do stupid stuff like this.
I know.
Like 10 years ago, you wouldn't have people thinking about jumping up on the pyramid, breaking the law to take a picture, a selfie.
Did you see the video of the kids that went, it will give you, you know, that pee-pee feeling you get when you look over a ledge?
Mm-hmm.
That video, there's these two kids that scaled the Golden Gate Bridge at night, and it's and they're insane.
It's
like,
ridiculous.
They're just doing tricks up there, and they're, I mean, it's... And they got in big trouble because they posted that video. I wonder whatever ended up happening to them.
It's crazy. People need the likes and stuff so badly.
It's what they live for.
Gosh, it's terrible.
Well, those guys won because they, I'm sure, got a zillion followers and a zillion likes.
But where are they now? Do we even know their names? What are you watching over there, Bryn?
Watching this dude's Instagram stuff. I'm just checking out his.
Oh, this
other
is the guy
posts.
Who
the guy who's on top of the
pyramid.
Who's the girl?
Good.
He has
mess.
A bunch
Jeez.
Of girls on his Instagram.
Amazing
and
looking.
I'm sure that's partly the reason why he has so many followers.
How many followers?
I don't know, but I'm sure he has a lot of them.
Well, click on his
oh,
name.
Oh, look at that one.
Wow,
goodness.
That
girl twerking on top of a
She's
car.
She's twerking on top
Listen,
of a
car.
That isn't even twerking. That's just humping.
A bit of advice, though. Please don't twerk if your booty's flat. It just doesn't work. It's
well,
not a good
She's got
look.
Skills, though.
She's got a decent booty. Why? Because she's not a black girl? Come on.
No, because she's got a flat booty.
Well,
You're
I mean,
crazy.
This is,
that's a good-looking booty.
That technique is... is pretty admirable.
Yeah, I agree.
You guys are I'm outraged.
3 million followers.
Outraged by keeping the twerk standards so low.
Yuzi, we need to start putting like twerk videos of ourselves up.
So I'd love for you to twerk.
No, I want you to do it. I feel like you're an expert. Maybe we could put up a video of you teaching me to twerk on both of us.
Oh, God.
And then we could get more followers. I need more followers.
For both
this
of
guy
us.
Is
you
bananas.
You guys, we got to go to break.
Oh my God. Oh, look at the time. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.